OJ. You're listening to Shapeless Mass Con. God damn it. You're listening to the Shapeless Mass Podcast on podcast.com. God damn it. You're listening to the Shapeless Mass Podcast at podcast.shapelessmass.com. God damn it.
Yo, welcome to podcast episode 13. Yeah. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about that again.
Well, we have to because we have comments on our...
Yeah, these are responses to our podcasts. Well,
from our friend John.
We have Kazakots. Stephanie should consider a job in radio. She has a great voice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kazakots.
I thought so, too.
We told her that. She got a real kick out of that.
She said she'll do more podcasts, at least another half.
To finish out her other half, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. John says, okay, base 12 is not the answer. Base 8 fixes all the problems SMP talks about of dealing with 144, and we don't need to rename any numbers.
I kind of like renaming numbers.
I'd like to use a base 13 system.
Yeah, it's possible.
Then everyone's constantly going, oh God, it's all unlucky. Ah! Stupid superstitions. Then we have another Kazakots. This one's very ominous. It just says, I'm listening to you. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
I'm listening to you. Ooh. Okay. Thanks, Kazakots, for listening. Jazz187.
I don't know
this
who that
one cracked me up. I'm sure it's probably somebody we know. Hey, I posted this. I guess it doesn't
matter. I don't think so.
Whoever does your voiceover shiznits for the bits between your talking has a hella sexy voice, and you should have him on your show for reals. Word, motherfucker, word.
I think it's a bad idea.
But having that guy?
Having that guy, yeah. Actually, Art Bell did that, it was probably 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
They had the guy that does the voiceovers.
Yeah. We should get him on the show.
We outsource it to India, so.
Yeah. Because it's cheaper, you know? I mean, there's basically just a bunch of Pakistanis working on this big voice creation machine, you know? And they get whipped all the time and beaten. A lot of them are children.
Right.
And, you know, we're paying for that.
So, anyway.
If you want to contact us, I'm not going to bother explaining who we are anymore, you know? If you don't know by now...
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce.
And I am God. Basically, you can...
Perry's not going to be happy.
Yeah, Perry's going to be upset. Oh, yeah. Actually, the person who does our voiceovers is Perry Logan.
Yes. So address all emails to him.
Yes. For non-voiceover-related emails, you can send me and him emails at this little thing.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com and ebaofvn at gmail.com. Thanks.
And also, you can check me out online at www.shapelessmass.com, or you can check Mr. Pierce out at...
PerryLogan.com.
Right. That's absolutely 100% correct.
Yep.
And by correct, I mean not correct.
Yeah.
This week is going to be our second music cast.
Yeah.
And you came up with the somewhat ingenious idea of having a theme to it.
It's all covers that we're doing. And
the word cover is going to get abused a little bit by me because some of these are not actually dyed-in-the-blue 100% covers per se. Some of them are more like parodies a little
bit.
That's
cool. Whatever.
But they kind of relatively fit because a lot of them are like, you know, in a way that are sort of homages. And you'll hear what I'm talking about as we get into it. But we're going to play some music. It's going to go all over the place. And I hope you guys like it. Yeah. I'd like to start off. This is real quick. It's not really even a song, but it is sort of something. Charlton Heston, from a very famous press conference he did when he was blatantly offended by Body Count, Ice-T's rock band. And there's a whole bunch of recordings circulating the web of him reading lyrics by Body Count. So this is Charlton Heston performing Body Count.
Cool. I got my 12-gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. It got worse.
Yeah, that was just a little intro to warm you up. Actually, I'm going to play a real song in just a second, but Charlton Heston, that was, you know, that was fresh shit.
Yeah.
Rock shit.
Should have done the whole song.
Yeah.
I've got a few different versions of Gently Johnny from... Wicker Man. Plus, this is the best version. So, this
better than the original.
It's up there. It's up there.
He put his hand all in her hair, and she said, "I like it there." He put his hand all to her lips, and she says, "Please tell me this, gently, 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 Johnny, gently, Johnny, my Jingle, gently, 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 Johnny, gently, Johnny, my dear." Hand on her knee, and she says, "Do you want to see?" He put his hand on her breast, and she says, "Do you want to kiss?" Gently, 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 Johnny, my dear. Put his hand on her belly, and she says, "Do you want to feel me gently, 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 Johnny, gently, Johnny, my dear, gently, Johnny, gently, gently, Johnny."
Like that song. That's probably my favorite, if not my only song I like from The Wicker Man. Is that from the new Wicker Man soundtrack?
No.
That song's got... I hope that's on the new soundtrack. I know this is kind of a juxtaposition to that, but I want to follow this up with... Grandmaster Flash did a very famous live mix. It was done live. Called The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. And I have two different cover versions of it. Now, what these DJs did in both cases, they took the original records he used and did the music, but they each gave it their own spin. So it's interesting hearing the dynamic difference between Grandmaster Flash's version and the difference between the two versions that I have here. This is DJ Andy Smith with The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. Check it out.
Happened.
Well, it went pretty much like this.
And yeah, that was DJ Andy Smith in The Adventures of DJ Andy Smith on the Wheels of Steel, a cover basically of Grandmaster Flash.
Cool.
And yeah. Apache. So if DJ Richie Rich is listening to this, he'd be happy.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Do you like that Andy Smith version?
Yeah.
It's interesting how people can take the exact same records
mm-hmm.
and get a different song out of it.
Right.
So
it's a dubbed version of Love Will Tear Us Apart.
By Joy Division.
Yeah, which I have quite a few covers of actually, but this is the one I chose. It's just dub, you know.
Okay. Well, here's some dub, or as I like to call it, reggae. That was Jaw Division.
Jaw Division, man.
Yeah, man. That was Jaw Division, man. That's my terrible Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love the dub, though.
Yeah. A good song to follow that up with is, you ever heard the original Hot Buttered Popcorn? I can't remember who did it.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not much of a fan of Aphex Twin. Every once in a while they do music that's more non-experimental. And they did a really nice version of Hot Buttered Popcorn. Yeah, that's Aphex Twin with Hot Buttered Popcorn. Yeah. I like that.
I don't really like Hot Buttered Popcorn. Still eat it, though.
I'm not much of a fan of Hot Buttered Popcorn. I have to be like, you know, it's something about when someone else cooks it, you get the smell, you know?
Yeah.
And even then, I don't eat much of it. I hate getting the stuff stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. I like the popcorn little jelly beans, though. I'll have one or two of those. Some people buy whole bags of them, though. I don't get that.
Those people are sickos. They need to be stopped.
Nirvana, About a Girl.
Okay.
By, do you want to guess?
Chibo Matto?
Yeah. You might recognize it, but it's definitely a change in style from the original, so.
Okay. There we go. Chibo Matto with About a Girl. Wow, that is a change of style.
Do you recognize the original?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
better than most Chibo Metal songs.
Yeah. I think it's one of my favorite ones. So, yeah.
That's a pretty nice cover. Yeah. I remember that now.
The original? Yeah.
That is a dramatic departure.
But it works, too.
Yeah, it does, yeah. They took a rock song and changed it. This is a cover, interestingly, with the original artist. This is Anthrax. Anthrax is a heavy metal band. Doing a cover of Bring the Noise by Public Enemy with Public Enemy. The guys from Anthrax, the very first song they recorded before they put out an album was called I'm the Man, and it had Public Enemy. It was a rap song, but it was a rock song at the same time, too. And they sampled Habe Nagila. Down, down, da, 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 down, 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 down. But this is Bring the Noise. Mr. Pierce, that was your new favorite song.
I did like that, actually.
Yeah.
When was that recorded?
That was recorded, I think, 10 years after the original came out. Maybe not on the dot, but close to it.
Middle 90s.
Late 90s.
Late 90s, oh, okay. Yeah. Had a little funky drummer in there.
Yeah, funky drummer.
Yeah.
And you got to hear the lead singer Anthrax rap again.
Yeah.
Public Enemy and Anthrax have collaborated many times.
Right.
It's weird with the two of them.
Like, so they like hang and...
Yeah, they tour together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you go see them?
Oh, yeah. I love Anthrax.
Are they still around?
Anthrax is back together. They're putting on a new album, or they just put out a new album, one or two, I forget which. I've always liked Anthrax. I picked up Anthrax from Chuck.
Mm.
That's one of the things that, you know, he and I bridged the whole metal and you know, hip-hop thing together. And then there's cool the groups we both dug. Like, we both dug Anthrax and Public Enemy, and we're working together.
So. All right. I've got two versions of this one song, so we might as well play one now.
Yeah.
It's Promesa de Pescador. I want to play the Sergio Mendes version first. Okay. It's an older version, but it's not the original. The original is by some Brazilian guy that he's famous.
How many is a Brazilian?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So this is Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, which I guess means it came out in 1966.
Oh, okay.
So, actually, if you've heard any Sergio Mendes, this song sounds like completely different than what most Sergio Mendes stuff sounds like. It almost has like this weird kind of Asian Japanese feel to it, and it's totally not poppy like most of their stuff is.
Okay.
So,
I'm turning Japanese. I really
want to. All right. Actually, Sergio Mendes pretty much did all covers. They were a jazz band, so they did a lot of standards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one of their more unusual ones.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'm going to completely juxtapose that with a song by Nine Inch Nails.
Cool.
This is not a better known Nine Inch Nails song. It's also a cover. It's one of the only covers to go on any of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cover of a song by a band he signed. The band is called Pig Face.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like this version better than the Pigface version, but the song is called Suck. And interestingly enough, there's a misnomer. I have a cover album of Nine Inch Nails songs called Faceful of Nails, I think is what it's called. And it's got a really nice cover of this song, but it's actually a cover itself. Most people, including the people who did that album, apparently didn't know that, which I thought was odd. So this is Nine Inch Nails doing a cover of Pig Face. So.
Cool.
There you have it. Nine Inch Nails doing a cover of Suck.
I really dig that.
I think that version is kind of funky, actually.
Yeah. The story you were telling me about that made me think of a song. It's the Beatles' Come and Get It. It's technically not a cover. The original is by Badfinger, who was signed to Apple Records. So Paul McCartney wrote this song, and he actually recorded this as a demo, and then Badfinger did the song and released it. That's good.
Well, you know what? We're not going to introduce it. We're just going to follow this up immediately with The Power, and I'll explain why after. You guys will probably figure it out. So this is the Beatles with Come and Get It, and then this is Chill Rob G after that with The Power.
Yeah. shoot it, rebase it, pour it in a glass, drink it, chase it, then chill, flex, feel the full effect. The impact is similar to a train wreck. It's whack to me when the beat is more hype than the MC, cause what he's saying is empty. Dull void without substance or content. You need to slow your speed, stop the nonsense. These are the words of the rising sun, surprising some who thought I was just another humdrum. I'll take a page, write a phrase and rephrase it, treat it like a national flag and upraise it, so a nation of people can feel proud about a brother who speaks out real loud. Enough self-talk, as a hunter I must stalk. So we say I prey on ducks that like to play, laying games to frame the self-same truth that got them off the stoop and helped them to recoup. Don't go back, fight his bow-like rhyme writers. Give your little party and now you don't know nobody. Diabolical fools pursuing happiness, lacking finesse, I'm left unimpressed. I heard your rhyme a few times, each time you blew it. You're soft, you can't go off, I knew it. Let's be realistic, I'm not egotistic, but you, your crew, just not that artistic. Point blank, your song stank. Yo, I know you're worth the truth, so let's be frank. I'm in upstart in this art, not known for being subtle. Patiently, I listen to all types of rebuttal. Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyric. Everybody's a critic, it's getting kinda hectic. My rhyme is authentic, so it shall remain. My writing, exciting, never mundane. In actuality, my personality keeps my mentality based on real life situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel. Doubt my veracity, or to insinuate the G will prevaricate. Your disposition is beyond my recognition. I fail to see the reason for your constant disbelief, and why should I lie? What would I gain? Nothing. So when I speak, yo, I don't be bluffing, I be puffing on high power test ones. I don't try to front or back away from a challenge. I'm game. You suckers rhyming sound like your lips are lame. You seem to need therapy for your speech impediment. Take this advice because it's for your own benefit. I'm energetic, magnetic, and athletic. One more thing, and it's called poetic. My style's unorthodox, but of course it rocks. And when it comes to styles, I'm overstocked. You might never get to hear my last rhyme, cause I've been writing since you heard me last time. I could go on, the G is strong. I rock the show, I clock the dough. And let the words flow. Go.
That's weird.
Yeah, those two songs share a common bond. It's interesting. They both kind of have a similar story to them. The difference being that Paul McCartney did his version of the first song because he wanted to, whereas Chill Rob G, the deal behind that, those of you who aren't familiar with this already probably recognize that song and are going, what the fuck's going on? Basically, Chill Rob G was signed to the record label. I can't remember anymore. I used to know all the details of this much better. So if I get this wrong, I'm sorry, but this is relatively close to what happened. It's from memory.
Who's the artist that we're more familiar with? Was it KLF or?
Snap.
Okay.
Now, what happened was Chill Rob G recorded the song. That what you just heard was actually the original. Okay. Right. But he had this falling out with his record label. They'd already pressed up and promoted this song to all these DJs, but he got out of his deal and was putting his album out under a different record label. So there was a delay between when he was able to put the album out. So because they'd already been promoting the song, they went and got this other rapper that they were about to sign. They took the track and recorded Snap's vocals to it and put it out first.
Mm-hmm.
So the version that most people know of I Got the Power is the Snap version. That was the big hit. And Chill Rob G disappeared, which is crazy because he's the one who he and his DJ and his producer composed that song.
Right.
And then it gets put out as someone else because record labels suck, basically. And he's actually a much more talented MC with a much larger track record than Snap ever could remotely hope to be. And certainly, I mean, he did some songs like Ain't Nothing Like Hip Hop Music and Court Is Now in Session and stuff like that that are just like bona fide classics, whereas Snap has done The Power, which he didn't even write, and that's his claim to fame. He also did Rhythm as a Dancer, but, you know, it was basically a sequel to I Got the Power. And then that whole hip hop changed like right after that, and he fell off.
Right,
which he should have. So
cool. Let's play that Night and Day, because that's kind of the same feel as what we just listened to. This is U2 covering
Frank Sinatra,
yeah. Cole Porter, Night and Day, kind of a standard by the time they got to it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's. This, yeah, I love it. The little keyboards are nice.
Yeah, it's probably the edge.
Very, very a techno kind of feel to it, almost. Like down-tempo techno.
That song was like released on some AIDS charity CD or something like that. So it wasn't like an album or even like a single or even like a flip side or anything like that. So
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Like those Red Hot or something like that?
Yeah, they did them for like every genre.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that one was like rock bands doing stuff that wasn't normally their style, too.
I never heard any of the other songs on on the album. So
this is another turntable cover of a classic. The original's by Herbie Hancock. It's called Rocket. And Doug Pray put out a really fascinating, really well-done documentary that you and I both like called Scratch, about turntablism. Mm-hmm. All the turntablists in it constantly say that what inspired them was Rocket by Herbie Hancock, specifically Grandmaster DST, or DXT as he now calls himself. So for the soundtrack, they got all the turntablists to do like this. It's like 25 different DJs on this track, and they recreated Rocket by Herbie Hancock. This is a much longer version, and the scratching is modern. And you got Q-Bert, Mixmaster Mike, Cut Chemist, Emily. I was like reading the list of people who are on this, and the song is probably not as long as the list of names on it. So check it out, and get funky. Turntablists.
A million.
Yeah. I've always loved the original.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice groove to it. It's really interesting, especially on those breakdowns, hearing like the comparison between the old school scratching and the modern scratching with all the crabbing and flares and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play some Johnny Cash, because you got a Johnny Cash song, don't you?
This is my parents' song. And I played them this version, and they hated it.
Seriously?
It's Johnny Cash with June Cash, and this is a cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I've always loved the originals.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a I will ease your mind, like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Biker, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coastal, Rocker, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guantanamo. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Johnny Cash with I've Been Everywhere, and I bet you like that song because it lists places.
I do love, I love songs that list anything and
lists.
If it's of a
you ever read the Book of Lists?
No, I don't think so.
You should. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a book of lists. It's actually some interesting reading because they got like one that's like famous people's body parts on display in museums.
Hmm.
Like you can go see Rasputin's penis.
Cool.
It's on display in a museum for some ungodly reason. Bad. And apparently he's an extremely masculine man because it's like a foot long, literally. So.
Hmm.
But anyway, let's talk about Rasputin's penis.
All right.
I'm actually going to follow that up because this is one of those songs that's not really a cover, but it feels too much like a cover for me not to include it. And also just because it's so grossly inappropriate for us to play on our show. This is the very, very inoffensive Two Live Crew with a live performance. As far as I know, this song wasn't released anyway other than live. Of Do Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. And I think you'll dig it.
Cool.
In a hating kind of way. Do Wah Diddy
Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Hot damn, there's some hunkers in this motherfucker tonight.
On the block singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
She'll suck on my dick if I buy her a rock.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Got the pussy,
got the pussy.
She got jack,
she got jack.
Punched her face,
punched her face.
And I took my money back.
I was walking down the street when I met Miss Lula singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
She had a mouth. A nice soup cooler. She sucked my dick,
suck my dick,
lick my balls,
lick my balls,
kiss my ass,
kiss my ass.
God damn, this bitch can do it all.
I met this bitch at a quarter past 12 singing.
Massengale,
wash your pussy,
wash your pussy.
Bitch, kill that funky smell.
I saw this bitch walking down the block singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Between her legs she had a big red spot.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Was it cum?
Was it cum?
Was it blood?
Was it blood?
My nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, I don't know what the fuck it was.
I met this girl and she tried to act shitty singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
She
was from the projects of Liberty City. Bango,
bango,
ragtop,
ragtop, cross me,
and bet your ass you'll get dropped.
I saw this bag tricking at the bus stop singing. I said, you sissy motherfucker, you know you ought to stop singing. Spreading AIDS, punk bitch, watching dicks. You know a real nigga ain't about all that shit.
What?
Boy, I like that song so much. It's really catchy and really so immature. Yeah, the original is really catchy too. It's really, but the original isn't quite so mature or graphic or explicit or offensive.
That was mature, definitely. Yeah.
I love that song.
Definitely not immature.
When I was in high school, I loved that song.
I thought your parents liked this song. Did your parents ever hear it?
Strangely enough, they did. They happened to. I fucked up and I like left the tape that this was on. The rest of the songs on it were clean.
Right.
I just happened to leave it playing and forgot that, that was on there. This is a true story. I walked out the room. And my mom happened to walk by, and she hears, like, fuck this shit, you know, okay, look, suck my dick, blah, blah, blah. And my mom walks by, she's like, well, what is going on? She walks in the room, and she hears, like, what we just heard.
All right.
And I didn't even think about this story until you asked. Yeah. And I was on restriction for a while.
Seriously?
And they took the tape away, which had some other music. Like, there's, like, some Foxy 1-3 recordings I've completely lost because of that.
The lost tapes.
Yeah.
Do you think they still have them somewhere?
Oh, she probably threw it out immediately. It probably went straight in the trash, if I know my parents. She probably pulled the tape out, because she knew I would go fishing for the tape in the garbage. You know, I totally forgot that story. I'm glad you asked me.
Glad I have to.
That was actually not the first time that something like that happened. Because I got in trouble over Tone Loc, too. And it wasn't even my fault, because I didn't know the album had dirty words on it. And then later on... for my birthday, my dad bought me some hip-hop records, some of the first hip-hop records I ever owned,
right?
And he happened to pick up, you know, just while shopping for records. This is back when people actually sold records, give you an idea how long ago. And there was no parental advisory, so he was listening to me record the songs, and I left the room, and one of the songs happened to have all these dirty words in it. I didn't know. And I came back, and he's like, did you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. I never heard some of the songs before, so I had no idea. And it was like the only song.
Yeah. Did he let you keep it?
Yeah, strangely enough.
Yeah. Well, I'd imagine Dad's a little bit cooler.
By the time that happened, I was you know, getting older. So they were like, well, we can't really stop him. Although even when I was living with him when I was 18, I would still hide like anything with the parental advisory on it. I would hide it so that they didn't know I had it.
All right.
Because by that time I was buying like my own music, like, you know, constantly. I was probably spending a good $30 or $40 a week on music, and that was a lot back then. That was a lot.
I know. So yeah, still a lot these days.
Well, I don't spend any money on music now.
Exactly. So. Think about spending that much money on music.
Yeah.
Spending on video games today. Is there how about that Sweet Jane? That copy of Sweet Jane.
You know, I really don't much care for
Mazzy Star. Yeah.
I've never really liked them. And I like the song Sweet Jane.
It is kind of a curiosity because it's not with the lead singer that we're familiar with from Mazzy Star. It's not with Hope Sandoval. It's with somebody else. There was a very brief period where they had a different lead singer. They never recorded an album, but it's not Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star. It's some other girl.
Sweet Jane,
Yeah, that was not the Cowboy Junkies with Sweet Jane. That was Mazzy Star.
Yeah.
I hate Mazzy Star, but I actually like that song.
Yeah.
And I've always loved that change in it.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
fluid, but it's very sudden at the same time, and it's really effective.
It's my favorite part, too.
I'm going to play, as you were saying, it's probably everybody's favorite part. I'm going to play another song by a local band called the Hellblinky Sextet. This cool. is, and I'm actually going to play another song after that, too, real quickly.
That's cool.
It's two covers back-to-back. The reason I'm playing them both is because one's really short. The Hellblinky Sextet, we've played them before on our podcast. This is Andrew. I don't think the band actually knows that I have this because it's never been released.
Mm.
This is a live recording I got from the guy who happened to do their sound. It's a really, really like high, like really precision recording too. You would not know it was like it's like a bootleg, but it's not a bootleg in the sense that, you know, it's really professionally mixed down. I mean, Nick did a good job with this.
Right.
But this is Bella Ciao, which is an old Italian standard. And I love this version because it's really rocking out, but it's still very faithful to the original. And their female singer is just an awesome singer. Anyway, Bella Ciao by Hellblinky Sextet, and then Lights Out by Euthyrus.
Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao. better when the world is black. Battle for it and make the first attack. Lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Hand up in your hands, poke your eyes out. I can't see the world, what's it all about? Well, I don't know, man, poke your eyes out. Sure thing, I did it today. Time to get hip to the lights out. Wait, lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Let it jump on the floor, roll all around. Poke too far, reach the front of your brain. Fuck in your mind, drive you insane. Don't worry about it, just let it rip. Take your eyeballs to the lights out trip. Lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Flip in your head, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Put an act in your head, poke your eyes out!
That second song was Lights Out. It's a cover of a song by the Angry Samoans.
Right.
You heard me and Chuck, who we've had on this podcast, and you've heard him in the guest spot several times. Void, a.k.a.
Vixid.
Vixid, as Mr. Pierce calls him. Basically, you hearing me from when I was a freshman in high school.
Right.
I had just met the guys from Youth at Risk. That's one of the only songs I performed with them at the time. I wasn't a DJ. I had never touched turntables before. I was just beginning to learn how to, you know, like rhyme and everything like that. And I was writing lyrics for them because I used to be really into heavy metal. But it was all Christian, which is actually good. Actually, it's too good a setup for.
You should play that intro song now.
Well, but real quick though, the reason that's such a shitty recording of that song is because we did not have any professional recording equipment at all. That was a mic plugged into a boombox, which you just heard. I cleaned it up as best as possible. I'm surprised it sounds as good as it does.
Mm-hmm.
The original by Angry Samoans is one of my favorite songs ever. It's a minute long, almost exactly. It's just awesome.
Cool.
And it's, you know, a song advocating, you know, gouging your eyes out. So follow that up with a song by a Christian rock band. This is called God Gave Rock and Roll to You, and it's just about 100% a cover, except they changed the lyrics a little tiny bit to make it more Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this song because it's Kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that it's very intentional on their part that they did it. It's genius, but God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Petra. And if you like the original Kiss version, you will probably like this version, even though it's got kind of a Devo feel to it, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Petra with God Gave Rock and Roll to You. What'd you think of that?
Yeah.
You didn't like
I kind of did. I just have to take Kiss in small doses and probably Petra in even smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Petra's got some stuff that's very Pink Floyd-ish, too. That's the thing about them is they always kind of emulate whoever's popular. That's a very big thing with a lot of the Christian music, which me growing up, I was only allowed to listen to Christian music except for stuff that was sanctioned by my parents, like ABBA and the Carpenters and stuff like that. Part of the reason I think I got into hip-hop so heavily is because they didn't understand it. So they didn't get it. They didn't know a lot of the stuff I was listening to was revolutionary. They thought it was devoid of content.
Right.
You know, a lot of it is, but it was so far out there for them that it just completely slipped under their radar.
Hmm.
And by the time they realized, it was too late. And here I am now.
Yep.
I think you probably would like Petra more than Kiss, honestly, actually.
Probably, yes.
And there's a lot of good stuff. Maybe we need to play some more Petra in future podcasts because they've got some interesting stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to play another song. I know I've been playing like this like four in a row now. This one's actually one that you really like.
Yeah.
And we were both talking and you actually like it. This is Fiona Apple doing The Beatles Across the Universe. And it's from the soundtrack to...
that one movie that I never saw.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo.
Nothing's gone.
Fiona Apple, Across the Universe.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't hear that song now and not think of the video.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening to this, go check out the video.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get those songs from the Wicker Man out of the way. I want to play them back to back.
Okay.
So we can compare them. One's by the Sneaker Pimps, and the other one is Au Tour de Lucie. These came out kind of at the same time, probably like 1995, I think. I was just out of high school, so. And I got into Au Tour de Lucie because I read in Details magazine that if you like Stereolab, you'll like Au Tour de Lucie. But when I picked it up, there wasn't any resemblance other than the fact that they sing songs in French. That was like the only similarity. So apparently some guy at Details magazine is
an idiot.
Not very, but I still liked him. So in the long run, he was right. The interesting thing about it is the one by Tour de Lucie, it is in English. Most of their songs are in French, but it does have different lyrics. It doesn't have the lyrics of the original song, but it's the same melody. And it was always a mystery to me because I never knew why, what was going on, because I had bought the Sneakers Pimp album at the same time pretty much, and there was no, you know, one was from France, one was from England, and
that's weird.
And it was always, I never could figure out what was going on, and it took me like years later when we were watching The Wicker Man, the song.